Ever come off a discovery call and wonder what just happened? The client loved you, the time disappeared, and yet no next step. Frustrating, right? Let's make this simple. Run a respectful, tight 10-minute call that surfaces intent and leads naturally to a paid option. That's the promise for today. Welcome back to the Daily Marketing Move, your daily action plan for practical marketing that actually grows your business. I'm Mason Reed. Today's measurable outcome: run one 10-minute consult this week and track whether it converts to a committed next step. You'll get a repeatable agenda, exact lines you can use word for word, and a follow-up email you can paste immediately. Here's what the discovery to offer agenda solves. It protects your time, respects the prospect's time, and turns conversations into decisions instead of long, fuzzy chats. Use it when someone books a free consult, a first call, or a quick intro. Especially if you serve as a coach, freelancer, or local service pro and want to avoid multi-hour questions with zero outcomes. Here's the main point. The four-part 10-minute agenda. Simple, repeatable, and ethical. Part 1, open plus agenda. 1 minute. Part 2, focused problem pull. One question that surfaces the core issue. 3 minutes. Part 3, quick proof plus outcome, a short credibility line and a clear picture of the result you deliver. 2 minutes. Part 4, clear low friction next step, a soft close that asks for a small paid commitment or a defined follow-up. 4 minutes including wrap. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. Let's break that down with exact language you can use. Hi, I'm Mason. Thanks for booking this quick call. I have 10 minutes. Sound good? My goal is to understand the one thing that's blocking you and see if I can point you to a clear next step. If it looks like we should work together, I'll recommend a simple paid option. If not, I'll point you to the best free next move. Does that work?
One question problem pull. What's the single biggest thing you want to change in the next 90 days, and why hasn't it happened yet? Let them answer. Ask one brief clarifying question if needed, then move on. That single question pulls the core issue without a long interrogation. I've worked with clients who had the same exact problem and we got to X in 8 weeks, so if we did the same here, you'd expect C.
Soft close next step phrasing. 3 variants you can copy depending on your role. Coach, if this sounds like the right next step, the easiest way to start is a 4-week starter package, 2 45-minute sessions, and a short plan. It's X dollars. Would you like me to send the link? Local pro. The quickest next step is a paid diagnostic visit, 60 minutes to assess and give a clear fix. I can book that for you for X dollars. Should I send a link? Freelancer. I offer a short paid discovery project, 2 deliverables in 2 weeks for X dollars. If that fits, I'll send the proposal link now. Want that? These are soft, practical asks. No pressure, clear exchange of value. On-call checklist you should use. 1. Start a visible timer at call start and remind them at 5 minutes and again at 2 minutes. 2. Note fields. Problem summary, 1 line. What success looks like, 1 line. Level of intent. Curious, ready, urgent. 3. One sentence qualifying line in your booking copy to protect time. Example, if you need a detailed audit, book our 60-minute strategy call instead. 4. Close with a 1-minute wrap where you confirm the agreed next step and timeline. A 1-minute wrap prevents misunderstandings and keeps follow-through high.
Paste-ready follow-up email you can send right after the call. Hi, name. Thanks for the quick call. Great to learn about one-line problem. As discussed, the next step I recommend is named paid option for price. Here's the link to book or start. Link. If that looks good, I'll expect a quick confirmation and we'll get the first session scheduled. If you want a different option, tell me and I'll adjust. Thanks again, Mason. Send this within an hour of the call. Fast follow-up equals higher conversion.
Measurement plan. What to track and realistic targets. Track total discovery calls, how many accepted the recommended paid next step within 7 days, and how many actually paid. Your first run benchmark, a 15 to 30% conversion rate from a concise 10-minute call to a committed next step. If conversion is below that, check 2 things. Are you qualifying early enough? And is your next step too big? Consider a micro commit, like a $50 diagnostic, if folks hesitate.
Practical 15-minute play for this week. 1.
Update your booking confirmation with the one-sentence qualifier and a one-line goal question. 2. Memorize the opening and the problem pull question. 3. Run one 10-minute consult, send the follow-up email immediately, and log the outcome. That's it. Less than 15 minutes of prep. Real data in your CRM by week's end. Here's today's marketing move. Before we go, a couple of quick cautions so this doesn't backfire. If a call feels rushed, offer a longer slot and note that in your booking flow. Use the empathetic soft close language so it never sounds like a hard sell. Require that one-sentence goal at booking so you don't misqualify prospects. And finally, if follow-through is low, tighten the ask to a micro-commit or change the payment step to something simpler. These small fixes protect your time and preserve trust.
Okay, ship this agenda in your next consult. Run one 10-minute call, send the follow-up, and log the result. Then report one metric back to our community. Call to paid next step rate. Remember, let's make this simple. And you do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing.
If you liked this, follow the show. Share with a fellow solopreneur. And come back tomorrow for another short, usable tactic. Thanks for listening. Now go run that 10-minute consult.